NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by Ford with 50 new models for 1970. Ford is the going thing. Now with the news, Dean Mell.
A vital industry plans to shut down service to the nation. A report from John Masterman in Washington.
The nation's railroads will shut down at 10 o'clock tonight, Eastern Time. The roads called the lockout in response to a strike which began early today against Union Pacific Railroad. The industry saw that as the first of a series of whipsaw strikes against first one carrier and then another in search of favorable settlements. A railroad industry spokesman, John Hiltz, told a news conference this morning, the railroad industry deplores the fact that discontinuance of service is the only defense left to us against the union's efforts to divide and conquer the industry. Hiltz added, the railroads cannot permit this union tactic to succeed, for it would only result in irreparable harm to the industry and in turn to the public, which must eventually foot the bill by paying more for everything it buys. So at 10 o'clock tonight, Eastern Time, the railroads of the country shut down. John Masterman, NBC News, Washington.
The long simmering rail dispute already has exhausted the cooling off period under existing law. A strike by non-flying personnel has grounded all national airline flights. Negotiations broken off last night were to resume this afternoon in Washington. Economist Arthur Burns takes over as head of the Independent Federal Reserve Board today, replacing William McChesney Martin, who held the post for 19 years. At his news conference last night, President Nixon said the time is coming when the Reserve Board could relax tight credit without damaging the fight against inflation. The Soviet news agency TASS reported without comment President Nixon's decision to expand the safeguard missile defense system. TASS made no mention of the president's news conference remarks about the possible nuclear threat from China. TASS misquoted the president's indication that he might grant Israel's request for more American warplanes. The Soviet version made Mr. Nixon's promise a flat statement. The president's daughter has the measles. That story and more news after this from Ford.
This is the Maverick couple. They drive a Maverick.
Didn't you say when we bought the car last year that Ford would raise the price this year?
I recall that.
That billboard we just passed said Maverick 1995. That's what we paid.
The sign said Maverick 1970, a date, not a price.
It also said 1995 is Ford's suggested retail price. Dealer preparation charges, if any, transportation charges, state and local taxes vary, and are not included, nor are special equipment required by state laws. Leonard, don't turn around. We're late. You know I read faster than you do.
You may read faster, but I retain more. Oh, there's the billboard. You see, it says Maverick...
I can't hear you, darling.
It says Maverick still 1995, Ford's suggested retail price and central transportation charges are included in the state laws.
That's what I said.
Now, you said Maverick 1995. You left out the word still.
I stand corrected.
Will you sit down?
Ford Maverick, the simple machine. 1995, still.
Once again, Dean Mell.
The president's elder daughter, Tricia, has the German measles. The White House says Mrs. Nixon has flown to their Key Biscayne home in Florida to be with their 23-year-old daughter. Mrs. Nixon expected to remain in Florida for a day or two. She has canceled plans to accompany the president today to the wedding of two cabinet children, Douglas Rogers, son of the Secretary of State, and Nancy Hardin, daughter of the Secretary of Agriculture. The White House said President Nixon and Julie and David Eisenhower would attend without the First Lady. President Marcos has blamed yesterday's riots in Manila on communist-inspired elements dedicated to overthrowing his Philippine government. Marcos assured a nationwide broadcast audience that those responsible would be punished and the situation now is under control. At least five persons were killed during 8 hours of the worst disturbances Manila has seen since World War II. A head-on collision killed 9 persons near Henderson, North Carolina this morning. One of the two cars exploded on impact. All of the victims were trapped inside the twisted metal. The only survivor was a woman passenger in the car that exploded and burned. White residents of Lesotho have begun leaving that black-ruled South African state. They were advised to leave after Chief Jonathan declared invalid Tuesday's election, which he is believed to have lost. More in a moment.
Let's lay it on the line. Your Ford dealer's having a white sale, and right now you can get a car with a lot of the special equipment you want at a special low package price. One featured white sale car is Torino, a special edition of your Ford dealer's lowest priced hardtop. I said hardtop. Complete with carpeting, white walls, wheel covers, and dual racing mirrors. With special savings on a vinyl roof if you want it, and a big choice of other options. Fact. Torino. White sale priced for a limited time only. At your Ford dealers now.
Syrian tanks opened fire along the ceasefire line with Israel this morning. A military spokesman in Damascus reported no Syrian losses, and damage to Israel was unknown. He said Syrian anti-aircraft fire drove off two Israeli planes. Once again, the hour's top story, the railroad industry has scheduled a nationwide shutdown for 10 p.m. Eastern Time tonight in response to the divide-and-conquer tactics of four shopcraft unions which struck Union Pacific Railroad last night. Dean Mell, NBC News, reporting.
Listen again in the hour when Ford, with 50 new models for 1970, brings you NBC Monitor News. On monitor, that is, Maltese Melody played in Tijuanese by Herb Alpert and the TJB. Railroad scheduled to be closed down at 10 p.m. Eastern Time tonight as a result of a labor dispute. We'll have a report on reactions in the Midwest later in this half hour. Right now, monitor music by the Fifth Dimension, Blowing Away.
Away, 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 away Well, blown away. A question now for monitor motorists. Do you start your car on cold mornings, then let the engine idle and warm up while you have breakfast? According to automotive engineers, you shouldn't. You shouldn't do that. It isn't good for the engine, for one thing, and for another, the engine warms up much faster when the car is moving than when it's standing still. But be sure to travel at low speeds, normal speeds, until the engine is warmed to proper operating temperature. Now, another word of warning for motorists.
Hi, this is Al Capp for State Farm Mutual. Just because I've warned you about drunk drivers, don't get the wrong idea. Sure, these abusive drinkers kill more than 25,000 of us on our highways every year, but that doesn't mean you can't protect yourself. You can always avoid them by traveling by Zeppelin, or if you prefer, you can move into a second-hand fallout shelter I know of in Tucumcari, New Mexico. But the best way to protect your family from drunk drivers is to support the efforts of the National Highway Safety Bureau in the States to get these killers off our highways. State Farm thinks you should support the plan. So do I. Not only because it's a good one, but because it's almost impossible to find a parking lot nowadays for a Zeppelin.
For your car, your home, your life, and your health, State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
That old song, "How You Gonna Keep 'Em Down on a Farm," isn't going to apply in the future if big city life keeps deteriorating at the rate it currently is. Nobody's going to want to go to live and work in a major urban center if air pollution, slums, and rotten transportation continue to increase. And as if that's not enough, listen to this report from Bill Reidauer in Cincinnati, Ohio.
You wouldn't believe it if you walked down the streets of Cincinnati today, but the Queen City is one of 10 cities in the running for a national cleanup award. Everywhere you look, garbage and trash. It's piled in cans along the side of buildings. It's lying in the gutters and litters the sidewalks. It's everywhere. And that motorist weaving down the street hasn't had one too many. He's dodging chuck holes on his way to find some place to dump his refuse. It's all because of a strike of some 1,500 city workers who have been off work now for nearly 5 weeks. No settlement is in sight, and the union charges there's more concern for a week-old baby gorilla born at the zoo than there is for the striking workers. The effect of the strike was felt far beyond the corporation signs this past week. A sewage treatment plant broke down, and for 4 days, 60 million gallons of raw sewage a day was dumped into the Ohio River, much to the indignation of the residents of Louisville and others who get their water from the beautiful Ohio. And to compound the garbage problem, the weatherman has refused to cooperate. Temperatures have risen to a mild 60 degrees. Garbage and trash, it's a critical problem in Cincinnati these days, and residents are dreaming up all sorts of schemes to get rid of it. But the best of the lot was reported by a member of the city health department. On 3 occasions, he placed his garbage in a shopping bag from one of the large department stores in town, loaded it in his car, left the unlocked automobile in a parking lot, and all 3 times, someone stole his garbage. As for the gorilla, city officials had him rushed to the intensive care unit of a hospital, and to union officials, it seemed to them there was more concern for the gorilla than for the workers. As far as city fathers are concerned, the innocent baby gorilla was just born at the wrong time and in the wrong city. This is Bill Reidauer in Cincinnati for Monitor.
Beautiful Ohio, what a stinking stream. You know, this would seem like a great time to take a winter vacation from Cincinnati. That is, if you could manage it. As a matter of fact, it's a great time for getting away from it all, no matter where you live, and here's a great way to go.
I'm a big person.
If you want to know what it's like to fly a Pan Am 747, just ask a man who's flown one. We did.
It's more like really sitting in a hotel lounge than in an airplane. It's a completely different feeling altogether. It's quiet, it's very smooth. You have an extremely comfortable chair to sit in. You have every facility, your controls, your own comfort, with your lighting and your controls by your seat are all absolutely first class. It's the first aircraft, or one of the first aircrafts that I've ever flown in, that you can put as many belongings up on the rack above you, which is all enclosed.
Now you can fly a Pan Am 747 to Europe any day of the week at no extra fare. For reservations and information, call a Pan Am travel agent or stop in at any Pan Am ticket office.
Pan Am, by taking the initiative in this, have assured themselves of a tremendous future with this wonderful airplane.
And now looking to the future of another form of transportation, the nationwide railway strike is scheduled to take place at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time tonight, and we're going to have a report on that a little bit later on right here on the Monitor Beacon.
One responsibility of the New York State Health Department is to alert the public to everyday dangers. Now in the public interest, the department is asking your cooperation. Its Bureau of Emergency Health Services is investigating accidents related to household products. It needs data on accidents involving appliances, clothing, building fixtures, any product used around the home. Reports of actual cases will help the Bureau alert the people to the danger of similar accidents. Here's how you can help. If you read a newspaper report of such an accident, clip the item and mail it to the state regional health office in your locality. Mark it for the attention of the emergency medical care representative. Once more, mail clippings of local accidents to regional office of the New York State Health Department nearest you, marked for the attention of the emergency medical care representative. You'll be rendering a service to all the people of the state.
WNBC New York.
You're traveling through the weekend world with Monitor.
Monitor, your weekend host in 1970.
And did you know that every weekend at this same time, it's 18 minutes past the hour? I'm your Monitor host, Gene Rayburn. Out there planning a party for a bunch of kids? Well, then you may want to make one of those yummy but sticky desserts kids love, which include bits of candied fruits and cut-up marshmallows. In that case, you'll find it helpful if you wet the knife blade before doing the cutting up, or use a pair of scissors, also wetting the blades first. Now, before you serve the dessert, here's something else kids love.
What kind of kids eat Armor hot dogs? Love hot dogs, Armor hot dogs. The dogs kids love to bite.
Another music, Mornin' Mornin' by Bobby Goldsboro. Morning, Bob.
Hi-ho, and off I ride. Gonna make it back home, gonna drive all night. Got some food and some coffee too. Spend the night on the road just to be with you. In the morning, morning, I'll be with you in the morning. In the morning, morning, in the morning, I'll make the best time I can. Keep one eye on the mirror for the policeman. This old car about to come unglued, but I'll drive it to death just to be with you. In the morning, morning, gonna get you in the morning. In the morning, morning, that your folks were right. I'm a fool who
counts. Pour yourself some extra bounce. Get the greatest glow on earth. Sit right down and get your Campbell's worth.
Today, have lunch with the stars. Campbell's Chicken and Stars. Best parts with chicken, two chicken stocks for extra flavor, thousands of macaroni stars. About 7 cents a 7-ounce serving.
Sit right down and get your Campbell's worth. And get your Campbell's worth.
The pill is receiving a great deal of attention these days, much of it not particularly favorable in a pure physiological way, but side effects aside, Monitor's college poll asked, what do college students think about its use? Here's a report from Dean Mell.
Monitor's college poll has completed a nationwide study of student attitudes toward the oral contraceptive, better known as the pill. College poll interviewers were interested in learning how much the pill was used among the nation's 3 million co-eds. Students on over 100 scientifically selected campuses were asked this question. How widespread is the use of the pill on your own campus, in your opinion? For every 10 students, 3 said very widespread, 2 said widely used, and the remaining 5 believe the pill was used only by some. The pill apparently is more widely used in the South and on the Pacific Coast than in the Northeast or Southwest. College poll interviewers noted that co-eds believe the pill is more widely used than do male students. The study revealed a frank and open campus attitude toward oral contraceptives. Little moral or religious stigma is attached to their use, although Catholic students, in particular, did reflect some religious reservations about contraceptives in general. Even among these students, the pill seems to enjoy a separate status. A Michigan State co-ed said, it's here, it's a fact of life, and has emancipated the young women of this generation. A Northwestern co-ed said, it's natural, and I don't believe it is immoral for those who want to use it. In the past, no contraceptives of any kind were available to students through campus medical offices, but students have long been able to get the pill privately without a doctor's examination. And this month, Stanford University made the pill openly available to unmarried girls, acknowledging a growing trend on the nation's campuses. The college poll shows the pill is widely used by the nation's co-eds, and this college generation accepts the oral contraceptive as part of everyday life. Later on, Monitor will report the pill's effect on student attitudes toward possible dangers and sex. This is Dean Mell for Monitor.
Now an NBC Monitor News special. All the nation's railroads will be shut down beginning at 10 p.m. Eastern Time tonight as the result of a strike on the Union Pacific line. For a report on reactions in the Midwest at the hub of the nation's railways, we switch in 4 seconds to Bill Lindsay in Chicago.
At least 7 major railroads that operate at Chicago terminals have already announced plans for gradually bringing all trains to a halt by 10 p.m. tonight, Eastern Time. Commuter service will continue through today, but if the lockout and strike continue until Monday morning, an estimated 150,000 commuters in the Chicago area will look for other means to get to work. And traffic experts predict the number of vehicles on expressways here will double and cause massive traffic jams. Railroad officials say long-distance passenger trains will run until near the deadline, then stop at the nearest terminal. But most long-distance runs from Chicago that start after 4 p.m. local time will not operate. Trains with livestock or perishables will be halted at terminals with facilities for caring for them. Thomas Smith of the Chicago and Northwestern Railroad explained the reason for the lockouts.
Well, the railroads have banded together to take this united action because we simply cannot afford in our financial position to allow the unions to create a whipsaw by shutting down one railroad to the advantage of others and then going to those others once an agreement has been set with the one they originally struck. So we have decided to take this action simply in the interest of self-preservation, really.
While most commuters won't feel the effect of the train stoppage until Monday, an immediate impact will hit 47,000 railroad employees who work out of Chicago terminals and earn more than $1,300,000 a day. The next effect will be on Midwest industries, who receive $17 million in goods from Chicago each day and ship out about $22 million in products. Chicago is considered to be the nation's biggest railroad center and sends about 40% of all freight by rail. Major manufacturers, especially in the auto industry, warn that if the trains are stopped for long, there will be layoffs at plants throughout the Midwest that rely on railroads for raw materials or for shipping finished products. This is Bill Lindsay, NBC News Chicago, for Monitor.
4 further developments, stay tuned to Monitor and NBC. This is a time of the year when many people start dieting in preparation for the eventual return of that other time of the year when bathing suits and sports clothes reveal those extra pounds piled up during the winter. So a word of advice. Don't try to lose it all in a hurry. Medical authorities say no more than 2 pounds a week at the most, and it's always a good idea to consult your physician if the total loss you're aiming for is over 10 pounds. More advice now of special interest to our feminine listeners. They say beauty is only skin deep. But that can be pretty important, especially now when wind and weather tend to rob your skin of natural oils. You can improve that situation with Capri Foaming Bath Oil. Capri's coconut oil base softens and smooths your skin.
Darling, your skin's so smooth.
Capri's foaming action conditions even hard water, never leaves a tub ring. Get Capri Foaming Bath Oil by the makers of Capri Shampoo Concentrate, both with the Good Housekeeping Guarantee Seal.
Train's late again.
Yeah. Hey, what's in the package? Looks heavy.
Oh, a bust of me. Gonna send it to my girl in Peoria for Valentine's Day.
That'll cost a fortune. You should send an FTD love bundle instead.
Love bundle?
Yeah. A special florist's trans-world delivery arrangement. It's made to last. So you can have it delivered right now and turn Valentine's Day into Valentine's Week.
But she lives in Peoria.
So does an FTD florist. They're everywhere. And everyone is a real pro. Just get in touch with one right here in town. But do it early, because the love bundle will last right through Valentine's Day. Then you can relax and find somebody to take that crazy statue off your hands.
Your love should be there even when you can't. Call or visit an FTD florist. Ask for the love bundle and tell him to send it the FTD way.
This is not just a statue. It's a... it's a bust.
There, a little touch of humor in a song called Patricia. A few moments now for a few words from NBC stations along the line, and I'll meet you right here immediately afterwards. How will you know me? I'll be the one with the name Gene Rayburn pinned to my lapel. That's how you're going to know me.
Bob Hope visits Monitor later today on the NBC Radio Network.
The nation's railroads will stop running at 10 Eastern time tonight as a result of a strike on the Union Pacific line. A little earlier, Monitor brought you a report on reactions in the Midwest. A little later in this half hour, we'll have a report on reactions in the East.
NBC 1970. Ba, 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 ba.
Would you believe a funny movie about a military surgical hospital? Don't answer yet. Wait till you hear from our Monitor movie critic. And would you believe artificial turf might be more dangerous to athletes than common garden variety turf? Don't answer that either now. Wait till you hear from Joe Garagiola a little bit later on. This is Gene Rayburn, and you can believe right now that this is the news from Mary Hopkin, Pema Harbor.
In a giant lemon tree, alone my friend and me, both climbed down and crossed the sand until we reached the sea. And the waves come high, high as we sway and dance. And the way I feel makes me want to take a chance. Sing a song. passion, light the fire, drink some wine with me.
Sounds like a nice place to visit. And if the thought of getting away to some beautiful, faraway place brings a smile to your face, keep thinking thoughts like that. Smiles are a great way to prevent the wrinkles that frowns can cause, those little furrows on the forehead that make you look much older than you really are. Here's something else that can do a lot for you.
Last vacation, I found out fresh air and sunshine can be great for just about everything but my skin. I mean, it was completely dried out, you know, really sick. So I went looking for a good medicated skin lotion and found Dermassage. He used it every day since, too.
Medicated Dermassage, the dry skin specialist.
Hey, when you work construction like I do, you're outside a good 8 hours a day or more. Rain, snow, or shine. And by the time I get home, the weather's got my face and hands looking just like a lot of raw leather. Before I reach for my wife, I reach for Dermassage. Don't know what Dermassage has in it, but it sure heals my skin up great.
Soothing, cooling Dermassage, the medicated skin lotion used in over 4,000 hospitals.
Lucky for me, my husband brought some Dermassage home last time he went shopping for me. That's when I antiqued the furniture. All that turpentine and lacquer ruined my hands, till I remembered the Dermassage. Furniture didn't turn out too well, but my hands sure did.
Use medicated Dermassage daily. You'll feel much better.
It's movie time now, movie review time, and here's Monitor Cinemagoer Gene Shalit with his views of a brand new flick and a brand new star-to-be.
It's always kind of exciting when you can talk about an actor early in his career, an actor you know is going to be a big star. His name is Donald Sutherland, and he's one of the leading characters, and I mean characters, in the new movie MASH. MASH is M-A-S-H, and the letters stand for Mobile Army Surgical Hospital. What MASH won't stand for is incompetence, religious hypocrisy, and knuckleheaded phonies. MASH is one of the funniest movies I've seen in a long time, and Donald Sutherland is one of the funniest actors. He stars with Elliot Gould, another skyrocketing young actor. Donald Sutherland and Elliot Gould are just about the most spirited team to hit the screen in many years. I wish they'd make a new movie together every couple of weeks. MASH takes place in a medical army camp thrown together at the front lines during the Korean War. Into the camp come two young drafted doctors, Sutherland and Gould. They are sensational surgeons, but they have no use for medical bureaucracy, military brass, or the absurd rules of army or civilian life. They live by their own rules, which are based on total sanity. Can you imagine what would happen to the world if everybody suddenly became sane? Well, that's what happens in this little medical camp. Everything is turned upside down. GIs who are fearfully wounded are flown into this camp by helicopter, and Sutherland and Gould begin to operate. I have to warn you that if the sight of blood makes you squeamish, watch out, because these surgical operations are shown vividly, and there's often a spurt of action. At night, they operate romantically with the nurses, or they dream up pranks, and there's one of the funniest football games I have ever seen in the movies. When MASH is finished, you're not only dizzy from the laughs, but you've really gotten to know some of the wildest characters you've ever encountered. Don't miss MASH. This is Gene Shalit for Monitor.
Sounds as if it should have been titled Mishmash. But if Gene says it's good, could be.
Cost of living got you down. One way to beat inflation is put your money in two chicken stocks. That's what you get with Campbell's Chicken Noodle Soup. Two chicken stocks for extra flavor, plus the best parts of the chicken. About 7 cents a 7 ounce serving.
Cost of living got you down. There's one bargain left in town. Get the greatest soup on earth. Sit right down and get your Campbell's worth.
17 minutes before the hour, we're all on the monitor beacon.
Many people who seek new jobs or advancement in their present ones find that employers demand a high school diploma as a minimum requirement. A YMCA evening school is organized to help you prepare and advance yourself. Classes begin February 5th. For those whose education has been interrupted, there are academic classes leading toward a regular high school diploma. In addition, the school provides coaching classes for the New York State Equivalency Examination for those who do not wish to take the regular academic subjects. business courses in typing, shorthand, and bookkeeping, as well as classes in reading improvement, controversial Spanish, and French. Students wanting to improve themselves through evening study may easily do so. For full information about these classes, call the YMCA Evening School. Here's a look at the weather for the New York metropolitan area. Mostly sunny and cold this afternoon, a high in the mid-30s. Fair and cold tonight, low 25 to 30. Mostly sunny and milder tomorrow with a high in the mid-40s. Right now in midtown Manhattan, the temperature is 26 degrees and it's sunny.
WNBC New York.
Gene Rabert again. Here's an NBC Monitor News special with the announcement that all the nation's railroads will suspend operations beginning at 10 p.m. Eastern Time tonight. We've been checking on reactions around the country. We heard from Chicago a little while ago. We now have a report on reactions in the nation's largest commuter area, New York, from Jim Iyer.
The New York City area commuters already have a reputation for being about the most disgruntled people in the nation. Adding insult to injury this morning, they awoke to hear the following announcement via their local radio stations.
Penn Central announced today that all passenger and freight service will be discontinued after 10 p.m. tonight unless the strike against the Union Pacific or any other railroad is terminated before that time. Passenger trains which cannot reach their final terminals before 10 p.m. will be canceled to avoid delay or detention en route, and freight trains will be held at intermediate yards if they can't reach the destination by 10 p.m.
That announcement by a spokesman for the Penn Central Railroad means that 75,000 commuters on the line, as well as another 60,000 persons who take the Long Island Railroad on Penn Central tracks to Manhattan on weekdays, will obviously have to find another means of transportation Monday morning. The Penn Central runs commuter trains to New Jersey, Westchester, Connecticut, and long-distance routes to Albany, Boston, Buffalo, Chicago, St. Louis, Philadelphia, and Washington. Also affected is the Central Railroad of New Jersey, which serves about 13,000 short-run commuters each weekday. With all three railroads affected, a total of at least 148,000 commuters are now trying to decide how to get to work on Monday morning. Even before today's announcement of a nationwide lockout, the Long Island Railroad faced a possible strike Monday by its trainmen who are demanding a policeman on every train to protect them from commuters angry over a new fare rise and poor service. A public relations spokesman for the troubled line said he thinks everybody would be better off going back to bed Monday morning. This is Jim Iyer, NBC News, New York, for Monitor.
For further developments, stay tuned to NBC Monitor. Say, ever watch a youngster, or anybody else for that matter, trying to shake the ketchup out of a newly opened bottle and wind up decorating himself in the general vicinity with the contents? Well, instead of pounding the bottle, insert a drinking straw, push it to the bottom of the bottle, and then remove it. This admits enough air to start an even flow of the ketchup. Now, something that goes great with that ketchup, or with mustard, or whatever you want to put on it.
What kinds of kids eat Armor hot dogs?
Little fat kids, skinny kids, kids who climb on rocks, dog kids, sissy kids.
Even kids with chicken pox love hot dogs.
Armor hot dogs, the dog's kids love to bite.
Picking it up on the old banjo, put on the mustard and away we go.
Back in the old bunkhouse at night, there ain't nothing better for a young cowpoke's mighty appetite than an all-meat Armor hot dog the dog kids love to bite.
When man bites dog, there's no say, say.
But when kids bite dogs, they yell.
Hooray for hot dogs!
Armor hot dogs!
The dogs kids love to bite!
One of their sports now with that sport of sports, Joe Garagiola.
There are certain obvious advantages to artificial turf over natural grass. That is, on an athletic field, anyway. But there are also some interesting questions about its effect, or lack of effect, on injuries. More and more research is being done all the time on the subject of sports injuries because the problem seems to be increasing. Not long ago, the subject of artificial turf was brought up to Dr. Jack C. Houston of Columbus, Georgia. Dr. Houston is chairman of the Committee on Sports Medicine of the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons. He was asked if artificial turf had cut down on the number of football injuries, and he said The returns are not all in, but so far, no advantage has been observed. In fact, there may be some disadvantages. The artificial turf is harder than natural grass. The players get more traction and develop more quickness and force. They fall with more impact. Shoulder injuries may be increasing. We also see more abrasions. There have been a lot of college athletic directors all over the country who have been asking the different sports medicine groups for an evaluation of the safety advantages of artificial turf. So far, there have been no endorsements, nor any strong criticisms either. The consensus of medical opinion seems to be that they want another couple of years' worth of information on the subject. The primary area of study in the subject of athletic injuries has been the knee of the football players. The number of knee injuries every year makes it apparent that something has to be done. One suggestion in that area was made recently by Dr. Lamar Colley of the University of Texas Medical School at San Antonio. Dr. Colley would like to see the cleats removed from the heel of the football shoe, and in their place, a standard 7/8 of an inch rubber heel. Dr. Colley feels that this would allow rotary motion of the foot, taking the stress off the foot and the ankle without a significant loss of footing. The safety factor in synthetic turf might not be decided on for a couple of years, but the problem of knee injuries is one that calls for some kind of action immediately. It has to be the biggest problem in football right now. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports.
This is it.
Monitor's pick of the week.
It's the news from Eddie Arnold, and we'll hear it right after this for Learjet Stereo 8. Would you like to have a party with all your favorite celebrities? Why not? Throw a party for your ears with a Learjet Stereo 8 home unit and enjoy the big, brilliant, full-dimensional stereophonic sound of Learjet Stereo 8. The tape cartridge system that plays the music you want to hear when you want to hear it, uninterrupted. You get up to an hour and 20 minutes of music from each cartridge. You want mood music? You pick the cartridge, put it on, go on to better things while your ears have a party. With the Learjet Stereo 8 home music system, you never have to thread the tape or rewind. Learjet Stereo Tape Music Center does it automatically. And each of the home units has a tape cartridge program selector so you can change programs at the touch of a finger. Why not throw a party for your ears? Get a Learjet Stereo 8 home unit and fill your ears with Stereo 8 sound. Now, here's that Monitor Pick of the Week, the new one by Eddie Arnold, Soul Deep.
Darling, I don't know much. I know I love you so much. My life depends on your touch, and my love is a river running so deep. Way down inside me is so deep. It's too big to hide, and it can't be denied. My love is a river running. I work myself to death for you, just to show I adore you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you, cause my love is a river running so deep. Way down inside me it's so deep. Too big to hide, and it can't be denied. My love is a river running. I'll ever hope to be depends on your love for me. Baby, believe me, if you do leave me, I'd be nothing but an empty shell. I know darn well. Darling, I don't know much. I know I love you so much. My life depends on your touch, and my love is a river running so deep. Way down inside me it's so deep. Too big to hide, and it can't be denied. My love is a river running so deep. So
The following comments were recorded on the world's first 747. Pan Am 747.
Oh, this is a fantastic flight, of course. The plane is just something that you don't know about until you really get into it. It's great.
I think that the biggest single feature is all the leg room.
You're not afraid of bumping your head on the luggage rack and things of this nature?
Oh, this is very sumptuous, isn't it? It's so spacious and very super.
No, I'm extremely impressed with this flight. This is the plane of the 70s for sure.
Right, I'm 6'3", and with my knees, you know, it's kind of rough on other planes and things, but 747 is different. In my opinion, Pan Am is what's happening.
You've been listening to the plane that speaks for itself. Pan Am 747, the plane with all the room in the world. For reservations to Europe and the Caribbean, call a Pan Am travel agent and ask for a Pan Am 747.
Original tune called Love Is All. And that's all for Monitor in this particular hour, that is. Lots more throughout the day and week, including a couple of very amusing performances by Bob Hope. Lots of the latest music, and of course, we'll keep you advised on the latest developments in the National Railroad stoppage that's scheduled to begin at 10 Eastern Time tonight. This is Gene Rayburn.
Next on this Meyer station.
Poverty makes people sick, literally, physically, and mentally sick. It stunts growth, retards minds, wastes bodies, and kills people. The plight of America's 300,000 migrant farm workers is particularly bad. Because they lead a migratory life, these farm workers are not protected by minimum wage laws, workman's compensation, or unemployment benefits. Because they don't meet the residency requirements of any state, they can't apply for health and welfare services. Because of the transient nature of their existence, their children not only receive a smattering of education, trapping them in their turn in a new cycle of poverty. VISTA volunteers working with these migrant workers, sharing the misery of their lives, are bringing help. They are helping to renovate dilapidated homes. They are getting landlords to install plumbing. They are getting people who have never seen a doctor in their lives into health care programs. They haven't solved the plight of the migrant farm workers yet, but they have made a start. They have created hope where once there was no hope. Find out more about VISTA. Write VISTA, Washington, D.C.
WNBC, New York.